looking at the Impact episodes from November 23rd, November 30th, and December 7th from 2006. I'm now bringing my co-host, Jake Williams. How you doing, Jake?
Ooh, doing well. We got a triple threat tonight, or I'm sure TNA will come up with some other name. unnecessary nickname for it.
Yeah, some other crazy drug that puts you in hallucination states or whatever. So we'll get into that though. Captain of the Chicken Salad Express, Ben Locke, you're here. How you doing?
Hello, Logan. Hello, everybody. Yes, it's 12:45 in the UK. Where else would I rather be but right here?
I mean, it's the place to be for sure.
Well, that's what they thought.
My best pal Lewis Maynard's here. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm on the second half of my spring break currently, just going just wonderful.
That's good. That's good. Always having a good time on spring break. And done anything fun so far?
I actually went to the players tournament yesterday. Golf tournament.
I got you.
So that was like pretty fun time.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have three episodes to get into tonight. It's the only three episodes between the pay-per-view we just watched and the next pay-per-view, so we're going to knock all three of them out tonight. But if everybody has it pulled up, we will hit play in 3, 2, 1. This is TNA. This is episode number 93, by the way. I don't think I said that earlier.
93.
Who would have thought anybody would have given us 93 episodes of anything?
Are we gonna be doing a special 100, or is it just gonna be the regular?
We'll see. We'll see if I remember to think about anything interesting. We may live watch like the first show or something like that.
Okay.
Get some Toby Keith action. they didn't show the Abyss Quado that he has on his stomach.
Oh man.
Yeah, y'all missed the abyss growth that he had hanging from his stomach in that match. So Sting hung him upside down. And we know how obsessive Abyss is of covering his gut. Mm-hmm. So Sting had to be a bully and expose his gut to the world. So, but Abyss did win the title via disqualification. So
he is the new
thrilling fashion.
I believe Sting assaulted a ref is why he got disqualified, because there was a lot of hardcore elements to that match. So
you pretty much
have to physically assault a ref to get disqualified in TNA, pretty much.
Yeah, poor Rudy took a shit kicking.
Mm-hmm. Abyss, you look great with that title on your shoulder. I gave it a good shine.
You'd have thought he'd like put the chain on what. You'd have thought you put that on one shoulder and the chain around the other, rather than just carrying it.
Mm-hmm. He should have like wrapped the chain around the belt, made it like a
dragged it on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, you could have done it rock style and dragged it across the ground like he always did. Does that bother y'all when people do that? That when they hold the title and kind of just drag it along their side instead of wearing it over their shoulder or around their waist? I know that's the thing with some people.
I'm old school. I like the belt to be worn as a belt.
It depends on the person doing it. It has to be like a shit heel. Like when Kevin Owens did it, that was great.
That's true. That's true.
What do you think, Jake? What's your thought process?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with any of it. It's, you know, it's it's wrestling. It's fine.
Like KO doing it's good. Roman doing it's good. It's got to be people that like just thrive off the hatred.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker for me.
I got you. I just know that's like a point of contention with some people. It's usually like older purist kind of guys. Like
Marx is what you mean, Logan.
Like a Sean.
Big fat Marx.
Yeah, Marx for sure. Ryan Gray would be a big no title dragger for sure. As he is the King Mock. Impact Zone. We are going to sacrifice the title to our demons. No, I'm just kidding.
You think of Lucha Underground, look.
Yeah, sorry. I got lost. I forgot what pod I was on.
Crossing the timelines. Universes. Multiverse.
I didn't know Pentagon Jr. was in the impact zone.
Actually, I think they did that at one of the WrestleManias. They had like one of the WrestleMania weekend shows was like a, I want to say it was like a TNA Lucha Underground crossover show.
Yeah. That was, yeah, that would have been a while ago, but that definitely is a thing that happened.
I'll tell you what I'm not a fan of here. The red lighting. Let's just bring the lights back up.
I feel like that would be as creepy in James Mitchell-y.
James Mitchell is creepy in any amount of light.
I might have my wish, gentlemen.
It's
weird.
And of course, before we watched our last show, he had not quite retired, but he has officially had his last match now. So
yes.
Till he gets that Saudi Arabia money to wrestle Undertaker at Crown Jewel.
They both
man, I couldn't their never guessed.
Oh my God, it's Christian.
Well, I mean, did the oversized leather coat slightly give it away?
I think I could tell that he had like a mask on too. I didn't
yeah.
Think it was... Yeah, you could.
Besides the mask, the giant coat, walking with a different gait, having a different body shape, it was like I couldn't tell the difference at all.
And he also
ran able to run.
He also ran to the ring. Sting does right. Not run.
We should have been able to tell by his amphibious legs that it was Christian.
Yeah, we made a lot of fun of how frog-like Christian's legs were on the last episode. Well,
we determined that's why we don't like his frog splash. Because, ironically, he's too frog-like.
Oh, hey, you can't be dropping those words in 2024.
Still has this terrible shirt on. Terrible
the nice shirt. Early 2000s car decal.
He's got the Disney Pixar car shirt on still.
It looks like something my grandma would have bought me at Kmart when I was 8.
God,
the 2000s. It's a generic graphic tee.
So Christian's basically challenging Sting to a match at some point, preferably at Turning Point.
I like that he came down like and his skirt popped up like Mary Poppins.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
I like the fact he came down and he was barely holding on to the wrench. It didn't look like he was going to fall down at any moment. Bless him.
What could possibly go wrong, Ben?
I love. Never ended poorly. I also love that he doesn't have like a, you know, like he doesn't come down with like the carabiner on his back. He comes out on like this little like rod that he stands on with two little foot like foot holders.
An IUD.
Yeah, pretty much.
Down from the rafters.
A monstrously giant IUD. Yes, that's exactly right, Lewis.
Sing descends from the heavens on a diaphragm.
I'll tell you what, though. I did watch that title match at Genesis, and fair play to the guy. He could still move around at that point. That, you know, the splashes and the top rope splash. It was like, good God.
This fan has a sign that says role model, but it's role like ROLL instead of ROLE.
That's the Impact Zone audience.
It's like a butter roll.
That's the Florida education system for you there. I'm just playing. Mm-hmm.
A young Bailey saw that sign and thought,
Samoa Joe saw it and said, I'm hungry.
Samoa Joe's my role ROLL model.
Joe is gonna eat you. So Sting accepted Christian's challenge at Turning Point. I mean,
so,
Number one contendership will be on the line.
Yeah, he's here. He's there.
He's every fucking way. Roy Keane. I'm just kidding.
Turkey Eric.
He's here. He's there. He's every fucking way. Wow, they really they're really blowing out the pyro budget there.
Well, it's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving. You are correct.
Not sure I'm a fan of the entrance video Titantron with the spinning things they do at the beginning of entrances now.
Yeah, that was strange. Not sure how I feel about it.
you got to remember, Lewis. We're back into the Russoisms now.
Oh yeah.
So we have the Naturals taking on Styles and Daniels here.
Naturals with jobber entrances. Well, not even a jobber entrance. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We may be in the dying days of our dear Naturals.
Oh.
Even though I would have told you that Shane Douglas dumped them at least five times at this point.
Who's in the car?
It's Kurt Angle. It's Kurt Angle.
Interesting look with the jeans. With the.
Oh my god.
God.
We did get the horrifying return of Raven at Genesis, which I think is what this is supposed to be. This is a serotonin vignette.
Oh, God.
With WCW.
It's like crime scene.
Our psychedelic drug of choice. Oh, my God. They started the match during the vignette. Jesus. That was a very chaotic start. I feel like they came to the ring and then they did two different things like between it. And then they randomly started the match off screen. Very weird.
Here's a hot take, Jens. I watched the John Tent Dark Side of the Ring episode. Mm-hmm. Earl Hebner looks old. There you go. That's our date for tonight.
That is a hot take for sure. He's old, and I also feel like he hasn't aged in like three decades. He's looked like 80 for forever. I love the hat that he wore in that episode.
Yes, he was very much rocking the Bob Orton look.
He low key kind of looked like he was about to go on an adventure with Harrison Ford. Be like his little buddy in that movie.
And of course, that did have the greatest moment in Dark Side of the Ring history with Haku laughing at Shockmaster, which I'm there for that.
That was awesome. I love that while he's laughing, he's like, "I'm sorry, Fred, but that was hilarious."
And Fred would be like, "Yeah, you can laugh at that."
I did look like an idiot, I agree. Ooh, that was a good move. Jake, you already passing out on us?
I'm here.
Ouch. Well, they call them Naturals.
On the front row, I'm not sure if it's a member of the noughties rock band The Strokes or Ashton Kutcher in the sunglasses there.
Oh my goodness. Something tells me it's not Ashton Kutcher, but could be wrong.
But you mean the noughties, like the 2000s, not naughty, or maybe you did mean naughty.
I forget this when I've talked to Andy. Yes, I forget you guys didn't call them the noughties. Yes, the 2000s.
I don't know if you meant like naughty, like Bad Boys, like Strokes, New York Bad Boys, Naughty Boys.
Yeah.
We refer to the noughties. That's the years between 2000 and 2010.
Yeah, they are a very noughties band. I will tell you that. That is the quintessential noughties band. They are.
I'm being serious. Shane's face. Yeah. No. I agree with you. Shane's face when they lost. Like they lost to two of the biggest stars in the company. Shock horror.
I love the sponsor for the replay. Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's awesome.
Was that a cartoon then, or was that another game?
It's probably the first Nintendo GameCube Sonic the Hedgehog game or something.
Yeah.
That one is I think people just call it like Sonic 06. I think it's known for being like notoriously terrible. That's the one that has like a notorious part in the game that like has been gone viral where like Sonic kisses like a human woman.
Oh boy.
So
Hedgehog.
We should start tracking the TNA sponsors.
I know we had Mortal Kombat Armageddon.
Jackass, obviously.
Jackass, yes.
That will always be the best one.
Gretchen Wilson.
The many Sting DVDs that they've come out with for some reason. Don with the chef shirt on tonight.
This reminds me of the Mentos commercial where the guy lays on the wet bench.
Yeah.
And like makes his suit pinstriped.
Does he have a guy in a turkey suit coming at him?
He also kind of looks like an Andes mint. Or whatever chocolate candy has the little lines through it. Oh, boy. So, Voodoo Ken Mafia invited Sean... or Michael Hickenbottom, Paul Levesque, and Vince McMahon to watch Impact this Thursday because they were going to make an impact.
They're like, we're good.
Crazy.
Yeah, we're fine.
So remember the time they invaded WCW? Well,
they're going to try to do something as cool.
They're going to do their best to do anything like half as cool as that.
So are we getting like a buggy or something? Oh, here we go.
Yet to come, the attack.
The attack.
To be continued, so, but it's a multi-parter, of course.
It was shot like an episode of Cheaters.
Ooh, they finally, they took Christy out of the impact box that she's usually in.
The impact box.
They usually just put her in the little square, you know.
Right.
Says, like Samoa Joe returns next.
Must resist the opportunity to make a Christy Hemme box joke.
Hey yo. We'd all like to be somewhere near that, I'm sure. Speaking of bow-legged individuals, we have Jim Cornette.
Cornette dressed quite reserved tonight as well.
Mm-hmm. Petey Williams, he's back.
He's an American/Canadian hero.
Even though he almost agreed to light the American flag on fire.
Yeah.
In recent Cornette news, I loved him getting so obviously he shit on the Darby Allin crazy bump. And so, like, a million people just responded to it with him blowing out his knees at Starrcade, where he, and they're like, wow, what a needless bump, Jim, where he, like, falls and blows out his knees on the scaffold. What a needless and unsafe bump, Jim. Come on.
Darby Allin thing was absolutely insane, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that he, like, immediately got up and there were, like, a million little spots where mm-hmm. blood was just pouring out. And that gash on his shoulder was... fucking gross. Just gross. But yeah, it was a hell of a match for good old
Stain's really match.
Me too, Petey. Me too.
Oh,
It was the most he's ever spoken.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't even know if I could tell you what he sounds like. Because he usually just cuts so little promos in like a Team Canada, yeah. Like, you know.
I think he speaks Canadian.
I want to tell you about the time that I almost lit the flag on fire.
TNA management really didn't like the skit we did the other week, so we're going to make sure everyone knows we're from America.
TNA management really wants you to hate those Mexican guys, so that's what we're going to keep pushing.
Speaking of those Mexican guys.
Mm-hmm. Even though I think only one of them is actually from
Mexico.
It's
not just Mexico.
Yeah. Sorry, keep that Canadian America. Insurance, Speedy. I don't think TNA is going to give you the best plan.
Here I apologize. In Latin America. But Cornette told LAX, because of their nefarious way they won the match at Genesis, that they had to forfeit the titles here tonight.
Some of this stuff is just wild to watch on mute. Like that, their intro video on mute is just, it's just like all these like orange images and shit. Like with no sound, it's just.
It's like an acid trip.
Right.
Have we got some kind of gringo lawyer here with them?
Oh my gosh, they do have a lawyer.
He's the gringoest of lawyers.
He's the consigliere of the Latin American exchange.
He looks like
great value Bill DeMott.
He looks like great value Sean Astin. Samwise Gamgee.
This would be me in 2006 if I could grow my hair out and when I was clean shaven. Good lord.
He honestly looks like he would be like Scott D'Amore's little brother. Like low-key, if you told me that was his brother, I'd believe you. Oh my gosh, Petey's trying to take them all out at once.
Them's fighting words.
Oh, just knuckle Ooh. Deep in Petey's ass there. Jesus.
Lord.
Only knuckle deep, that's disappointing. Oh, here comes AMW. Hey, guess what, Jake? Gail can still only do a crossbody off the top rope.
Hey, she'll have some really good matches in the future.
Damn, 3 years.
When Awesome Kong rolls around.
Yeah, as I say, in 5 years on the pod, like Sean bitched about last time.
Here comes a real American. Perk Angle.
I was going to say, if anybody's going to be upset about this flag shenanigans.
A real American that takes real American drugs and lots of them.
Oh, no, I'm going to assume he actually gets most of those drugs from Latin American exchange.
He was like, I'm pretty sure on that like documentary WWE did, he was like illegally buying them from Mexico at one point. So not untrue.
God, this opening 30 minutes has been so chaotic.
I know.
Like I said, you can tell who's back in charge.
Like every time one fight ends, a new different rivalry comes out.
It's like in Super Smash Brothers. If you like unlocked a new character, it was like a new superstar is entering the building. The beautiful thing about that is every one of you got that joke.
Quite a fan of that. I'm quite a fan of that shirt Joe's wearing. That's quite.
I thought it was a sweater when he first came out. I was like, wow. But it is a long sleeve tee, of course.
It's quite simple yet smart. I could wear that.
It is November, so it might be a little chilly in the Impact
Zone. Man. Yes.
We've determined they don't have AC, so they definitely don't have heating either. So whatever the weather is outside, they're that's what they're dealing with. What was
Joe with a full head of hair is quite disconcerting, though.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And the Elvis sideburns.
Yes, the sideburns are the more offensive piece of his hair, I'd say. Joe, an early contender for a fashion statement, of course.
Oh no! To be fair, Logan, on an episode with Turkey Eric, there's only one winner.
That's true. Valid point.
Oh, what a gentleman, though, handing Kurt the mic.
What is Kurt's tattoo on his shoulder?
He's always had that one. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's been there.
I've looked it up before. I don't remember either.
For a minute. He basically admits that Angle was the better man at the pay-per-view, but Joe also wants another match with him.
It looks like some sort of animal with, like, a wrestling kilt. So is it maybe something to do with his university or something?
Yeah, it does look like a bird of some sort. I can't remember. Where did he go to college? He went to some, like, real no-name place. Let's see. Perk Angle. Or Burt Triangle, actually.
Wikipedia will still find him.
All right, part two of the Voodoo Ken Mafia.
Did he just go to Pitt, like?
No, he went to Clarion University.
Oh.
Or no, sorry, Pennsylvania Western University at Clarion.
Oh. So much like myself, he couldn't be bothered to move house.
They were the Golden Eagles. So I think Ben hit it on the head. It was a mess of his form of
school. I love that the Garmin GPS messed up his vignette, so he just yelled "Shut up!" at it.
Beachy James yell at technology? No.
And now they're behaving like a bunch of 14-year-olds at night, knocking on your door and then running away.
What a couple of real degenerates, I guess.
Oh, well, I see what you've done there.
The Garmin took them to a Target and not WWE headquarters.
Billy Gunn couldn't even hold it together at the end there. He cracked.
Man, what a nostalgic device that is now. The GPS.
Mm-hmm. I had a Garmin back in the day.
Mm-hmm. You did. I remember that.
Oh, was the one. We had a, was it TomTom they called it or something?
That was the thing.
Without my Garmin, I would not be able to get anywhere back in the day. I am notoriously bad with directions.
Jake, you're kind of our same age, but yeah, GPS ruined us for ever knowing directions to certain places. Right.
I did have this DVD, The 50 Greatest Moments.
Yeah, see, for number 100, we might have to go back to the beginning and watch the first show or something like that.
And now my hang-up is, like, even if it's somewhere I know where to go, I still have to put it in because I want to see the traffic.
People make fun of me at work for, like, not remembering where things are. I don't mostly put directions in for remembering where to go. I want to know how long it's going to take me and, like, when I'm supposed to arrive.
Yeah, like, I like to see the number go down.
Yeah, and I always want to be able to look and be like, oh, I'm only 25 more minutes away from blah, 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 or wherever I'm going.
Yeah.
That's more why I put it in.
And then the more modern ones where they let you know where the traffic is as well. That's
yeah.
That's a good feature.
Mm-hmm. Without GPS, we'd be like Ben's princess, not knowing where we are.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. But we know where she is.
Allegedly.
Hell, if the king's health keeps declining, that might be your future queen.
it's actually a remarkable story. It's a Streisand effect in full force because they're trying to quell all this sort of speculation and conspiracy that there's something up with her, and then
that's honestly that has taken up a big portion of my spring break is looking through the conspiracy theories of where Kate Middleton is.
And then they end up releasing this photo that gets pulled, and which just increases the speculation like tenfold. It's a car photo
where the bricks in the bottom of the car were different than the bricks above the car. Like, I've been so invested in this, you have no idea.
Us Americans are obsessed with the royals.
I know you are, and I don't particularly do the royal family, like, but obviously I appreciate the fact they bring a shit ton of money into the country, but like
people here either want to like are obsessed with it or want to tell you about how much they don't care, but they have to tell you how much they don't care. Like, I don't even care about it. It's like, okay,
yeah, but you're like low key obsessed with it enough to say that you don't care about it,
right? I mean, got to make sure, like, you know, not like all you other idiots who care about it.
I mean, the other remarkable thing, of course, is in this country, like the way that our press is, like, you know, they're usually quite sympathetic to Kate and William. But, a lot of people have been making the same point. If this had been Meghan who'd done this, like, fuck me, what would have happened?
Elizabeth was single-handedly holding the entire family together.
Well, that's the other point. That's the other point people are making. Like, you know, everything was sort of under one umbrella with her, whereas now sort of everybody's off shooting off. So the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's saying.
Not to get us back on topic of the match, but I really don't like this. I don't like that the gobble thing like attaches to his stomach. It makes it seem like it's like a feeding tube or something. I don't know. It's weird me out. I don't like that it attaches to his stomach, but
he's of course talking about Turkey Eric, as he's taking for Bobby Roode in this match that we're watching.
But sorry, they back to
that is now back Eric with the win.
Back to Royal Mysteries, I'm sorry.
You're good.
We've got
Mysteries of the Royal Family.
We've got the hot new heel in the company being beaten by a guy in a turkey suit.
As it should be.
The partnership with Tracy hasn't reaped many benefits yet. I mean, he did qualify in the bullshit tournament scenario thing, but other than that, he's been losing a good bit. And of course, he yells at her after the match, as I said. Mm-hmm.
How dare he?
Sean would be furious. His lady getting yelled at.
I mean, part of me is disappointed that she's covered up, and then the other part of me is like, this is probably the hottest she's ever looked.
She does have that naughty boss vibe going on.
Oh, yeah. Kaz is definitely a lucky, lucky man.
The sign in the front row there, Miss Brooks, show me your ass.
Oh, God. Jeez. Little on the nose.
Right. It's like not even a joke or anything. He's holding it like so, like, like he's like, didn't say anything, holding the boombox. Like.
Yeah.
There's been so many 2006 things already.
All right, Jake, be prepared. We're about to have a paparazzi production scene, so be ready to mute and listen in. There you go.
Listening in.
We're going to have a meeting here with the X Division. I'm going to tell you how shitty you guys are doing. The paparazzi championship series.
Oh, this makes me happy.
PCS, that was the school in Zoe 101.
That is true. It was also a it's also a private school in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Good old Presbyterian Christian.
You're going to drive that Ford Maverick for the rest of your life. It's a Mazda protege.
He's holding hands with Chevy.
Him and Alex holding hands.
I love you guys on anabolic steroids. And Sanjay's like, I ain't peeing in no cup. And Sinchi is just like in the back.
Kevin Nash is the best thing to happen to the X Division.
How is it that Sanjay Dutt is in a room with Austin Aries dressed like he is, and he looks more like a jackass than Aries does?
Where are they? They look like they're like a, they look like they're in the like one of the rooms at the doctor, like, you know, in the doctor's.
Yes. Go behind this curtain now and pee.
It's like I need to pee in a cup.
It's like that scene in one of the Austin Powers where him and Mini-Me go behind the curtain. And, you know, the guy's watching him strip and Mini-Me's arm is like right where his dick would be. And
looks like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Oh, my God. Oh, so this match is tonight. I was wrong. This wasn't at the pay-per-view.
It's for the number one contendership
at the
next pay-per-view, yeah.
There should be more wrestler entrances like that with the other wrestler immediately behind them, ready to go.
Christian's, I know he's seen this a million times, but it never dawned on me. It's very ketchup and mustardy. Like ketchup and mustard energy. Just slips.
You can't get the pants off.
What a guy.
I'm glad that Sting stuck with the red pants after he switched to him. I would have assumed he went straight back.
Is that off duty Santa Claus watching? You saw that guy?
Oh my God.
Yeah, the NWA guy.
Oh my gosh, that is Santa Claus. You're right. Holy cow. It's either Santa Claus or an extremely old country western singer. Oh, God. Fucking caved in. Sting's just ribs there.
Jersey watch. I think there was someone with a Miami Heat Shaq jersey I just saw.
Oh.
Number 32.
Very telling of the times.
Right.
Just notice that guy on the front row there with the Joe t-shirt. That's another one I would have worn.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that earlier. Yeah, the Heat with Shaq would have won the title earlier mm-hmm. this year. Do you remember who they beat?
The Mavs, right?
That is correct.
I could not have told you that.
That was a controversial one. I think people were really thought the refs were. That, I remember that was one of the. Is it rigged?
Corrupt refs in sports? No.
Definitely not the NBA. Never.
Never. Well, I mean, we did have the finals of the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat last year. So if they chose a year not to rig, last year was the year.
If you haven't watched the that episode that on that Netflix Untold or whatever about Tim Donaghy, it's very good.
Oh yeah. It's hadn't been a bad match so far.
Uh-oh.
That's also right after that check did the Kobe, how does my ass taste thing, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, because he split off from him and was more successful.
Right, and then
immediate future than
right.
Good old Cobes was.
More titles. For a minute.
Yeah. Not long, but he had a...
Sting's gonna hit a choke slam.
It went for about a year. Then went back to normal.
Yeah, Shaq got his other championship and faded into the distance. Were they even good after that year? I don't even remember. They win that one title and then I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't think really until the LeBron.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the year the Rams won the Super Bowl. They went all in on one year and then everything else after was like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of best accurate.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, it's a Sting match and the ref got knocked out? No way.
I mean, who'd have thunk it?
The fastest I've ever seen him hook the Scorpion Deathlock, good lord.
Scorpion Death Drop. Yep, and now it's going in again.
Sting going shirt. It's opposite of shirtless. Shirted.
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 I didn't shirt myself.
Who's this?
Know who this is. We God. Know who this is. It's Tyson Tomko.
Speaking of solver. Anabolic steroids.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is a terrible. Oh, man. He wrecked him on that.
Yeah, that hurt. That did not feel good. So we get the good old problem solver, Tyson Tomko.
Mm. Let's not put good on that.
Tomko was in WWE briefly, right?
Do it.
Tomko was in WWE, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was his main thing when he was in WWE?
He's pretty much just Christian's bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just.
Yeah, he's like one of those names in the vast array that eventually I'll get to on the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast in the next 20 years. Of like these, like, just, you know, there's like a whole stable of dudes who come through like in the mid 2000s that are just kind of like.
Him, Luther Reigns.
Yeah.
Jindrak.
Yeah, all those guys.
Batista would have been one of those, but then he got into Evolution.
Of course, Tomko had one of the greatest lines in WWE history when Christian asked him to give him a beat. That's where his brain comes from. Yeah.
All right. Adrenaline rush,
come on! I'm Captain Charisma, the King of Crunk.
Oh, it's not over yet. We have one more.
No, yeah, I was saying we have one more bullshit video. Oh my god, Billy Gunn's found something.
He's pointing at the WrestleMania sign. Ah!
It's Titan Towers.
They made it.
I want to see them. Yeah, yes, now we have to manually start the next episode.
Oh, I was about to say, I didn't immediately go into it.
It's
shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. It's TNA Plus.
This is the new app, buddy.
This is bullshit. I don't want to have to do things.
All right.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm recued.
I'm not even close to it yet.
Oh, I don't know.
While Lewis is figuring that out, Jake, what did you think of that episode?
That was a pretty good one. As Lewis said, the pace, I thought, the frenetic pace helped. I think anytime they just keep things moving on these TNAs, like, even if it's not the best, it's like it's so fast. It's like you don't even know it just hit you.
Yeah, I got you.
It's like total nonstop action.
There you go. Lewis, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll hit play in 3, 2, 1. Ben, what did you think of the first one?
I mean, like Lewis, I mean, I'm going to sort of just copy what Jake said, basically. Because, like you can definitely tell now Russo's in charge. Like, you know, the pace has just gone double, triple like what it was before, and everybody's got something to do and doing things. And but I did really like it. Yeah. But in-ring wise, it wasn't great. But like I say, just the whole angle, the angles, no point in, pun intended, were good.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Russo era where in-ring doesn't count and all the angles matter for the most part. But Lewis, what do you think?
No, I think it was a really good episode of Impact. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of rivalries after the pay-per-view being either continued or set up. It was a good post-pay-per-view first episode. Gotcha.
I agree with everything that was said. We, of course, get highlights of what we just saw. Tomko coming in, making himself a force.
You lady.
Ooh, hello. Why does that look like Tiffany that we used to be in WWE? What was her name? Taryn Terrell in TNA?
Yeah. She's not in for a few years yet.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Yeah, she's not in WWE till fucking like 2010 or something
can I mention something just quick, Logan? Like, sure. The highlight package at the beginning is sort of one of my big sort of bugbears. So you get the adrenaline rush thing at the end of the episode. Surely that should be at the beginning of the next episode so you can see what you missed last week, or is that just me being?
I definitely get where you're coming from on that one. That would make a lot more sense. The write-up I have up called her Goldilocks 2.0. So,
friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, Goldilocks, yes. I did help her figure out how to watch old TNA shows on Twitter the other day. So, she was like, where can I watch all the early shows from TNA? I was like, I'm pretty sure they're on YouTube, but TNA Plus for $9.99 or whatever the hell we pay for this godforsaken app.
I know it's gone up to $9.99 for me. I was like, you bastards.
Yeah, that's what it is over here. Or you could pay the absurd amount that they ask for to have all the pay-per-views too.
And it is an absurd amount.
Or the stream messes up and to make up for it, they offer you a 15% off coupon on merchandise.
I want to know how much it actually screwed up. If it was like worth, like, you know, if it like just barely. Oh man,
this is
Christian
the Ed Hardy T-shirt, the beanie cap, backwards, acid wash jeans. Oh my god, long sleeve tee under the T-shirt. Holy shit,
this looks like a great value Tommy Lee.
What was I saying about Eric being a surefire winner of the fashion award? I might have to say that back. Good God.
He even has like the beanie with a little bill on the back. It doesn't even make it even look worse. God, what a douche.
You know, I'm just going back to what you said about the pay-per-view. They had to do something similar with the AEW show, didn't they? Where Triller's showing it instead of Bleacher messed up. Mm-hmm. Even though everybody had already spent all the money on who's gonna have enough money to switch over to Triller.
I wish it was on Triller.
He's dressed like a Christian youth pastor that you know has had a scandal or two.
Oh yeah.
Always back to the youth pastor.
Beth.
He really does. He looks like why can't I remember his name on Gemstones? The Workaholics guy. I can't remember the character's name.
Yeah. I can't remember his character's name either. I know who you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm. Christian Cage, the youth pastor.
The disgruntled youth pastor.
That's right.
Clearly thinks he's dressed cool and he's like, no, mate.
They play abrasive rock that still glorifies the Lord.
Yeah, Turkey Eric seems like a layup. Oh God, yeah, he jams repeatedly to Skillet for sure.
Is that Satan sucks on his beanie or something?
Christian, a big Lecrae fan.
Switchfoot.
If you know, you know.
Toby Mac.
Yeah, Toby Mac. Switchfoot. Good God. That one. Didn't Switchfoot sing that Jeff Hardy song when he won the title? You know what I'm talking about? That's standing on the rooftop, everybody. You know that
song?
No,
that's not Switchfoot. That's
Not Switchfoot? Okay. I was thinking that was
Hang on, I'll find it. Because the guy from that band got arrested for not good.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's, I know who it is then. It's
Lost Prophets.
Yes.
Yeah, their lead singer did a big no-no.
Don't like them.
Big
yeah,
no-no.
Like,
well,
yeah,
I don't know if I could say his crime on the pod. That's what I'm saying.
Right, I think it's more the big no-no. Big no is like what I tell my son when he, you know, tries to get it.
Well, let's put it this way. If R. Kelly's a big no-no, he's a big no-no-no-no-no.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, well, I'm sad I brought that up now. I apologize.
It's much like when I hear sort of you guys when that Gary Glitter song comes on, it like speaking of basketball, when that gets played, I'm like, what? Am I missed something here?
Oh, Sting's lowering down on the diaphragm again. It's so stupid.
That's not Sting.
But that is.
There's two dummies in the impact zone. One of them is Christian, and one of them is the mannequin.
That's Scarecrow Sting. Scarecrow Sting. Get it?
God, you almost Eddie Edwards Tomko with the bat there.
Oh my God. God, I forgot about that poor Eddie got cracked in the skull.
To this day, ball. That is the worst botch I think I've ever seen. It was so brutal. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're getting a triple threat at the pay-per-view, so.
Yeah, we are.
Since we didn't have a conclusion to last week's match due to the ref getting taken out. Oh, boy. Got more VKs.
And clearly, this is the next day, or they camped out last night.
No, it's not just like he said week two, so they've been camped out there for a week.
They left and came back.
They're trying to steal Paparazzi Productions' thing, and they're failing miserably.
Oh yeah, they have half the charisma. They have half the charisma of Nash alone, let alone the other guys. Oh, come on, BG, you can't afford a vet megaphone.
That's a very timely line from BG there. Vince McMahon, come out with your pants up.
Oh, jeez.
Is that a Wild Charlie I hear in the background?
Yes, that was Wild Charlie.
Sure. She's like, get Voodoo Kid Mafia off the TV, please.
I hate these guys. They
Daddy, what are you watching?
Daddy, what is this garbage? I have a living room full of females currently, so.
Oh. You're quite happy to be elsewhere tonight.
Yes. Much as T-Swift is a goddess, I do not want to watch that entire
Oh, they're having a watch party. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of pissed I wasn't invited.
Well, I didn't figure you'd want to make the 10-hour drive to come watch it.
For Taylor Swift, hell yeah.
Didn't know if you want to take the 10-hour drive to watch it with my sister-in-law's nieces and wife, so I'll remember next time. When the Beyonce movie comes out on Disney Plus, I'll let you know.
That'll be the one.
Put Lewis in there like on the iPad on Zoom. Oh, yeah. Put his head on the Sting Scarecrow.
Have they all come dressed as Taylor, or at least like Taylor Swift t-shirts?
Yes, 100%.
That would remind me too much of teaching in 2020.
Oh, God. Jesus. So we have a number one contenders X Division match here. Lethal, Dutt, and Sabin taking on each other for the listeners out there. We didn't do enough wrestling talk last time, so I feel like I need to at least introduce what we're watching here.
What do they think this is, a wrestling pod?
It's what it was supposed to be originally, I guess, but not as much what it is anymore.
I went to the Impact Zone where outbreaks of wrestling chat occur at some point.
Between princess conspiracy theories and Disney princess talk.
talking about Gabby Glitter and the Lost Prophet guy.
Yeah. Hey, at least the Lost Prophets were somewhat wrestling adjacent.
Yeah, that had a wrestling part.
Oh, Salute of the Soul.
Yes.
Sanjay has like half of the Cody Rhodes tattoo on his tights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I don't think I've ever seen a full Nelson overhead suplex like that.
Oh, is that,
like,
yeah, that was really
let
cool.
Let go of him.
The release tiger suplex?
Yeah.
Wow.
Saving the deals. Cheater. Sneaking in for the win.
With the whole 2 minutes of the match.
Yep. And the crowd goes mild.
Well, they need to go. Like, I mean, they just had a match at the last pay-per-view, so not really going in a new direction.
Saving with these ridiculous highlights.
Yep, continues to have the worst hair in the promotion. What do we think of Don's piano tie he has back there?
It's a bit muted. For Don.
Oh yeah, the shirt is definitely less than. Hey guys, stop rabble-rousing.
Doesn't look how angry Daniels actually is, where he only needs one guy, in this case Jerry Lynn, to stop him.
Yeah, you fellas, stop the horseplay.
Hey Daniel, stop yelling at him. I'm gonna put you in timeout when we get to the back. Oh my god.
Then he looks backstage and says, "Ah, oh, rats."
Aw, damn. Are you alright, Chris? Darn. I'm not supposed to curse. I forgot. Damn.
You would definitely call him Christopher.
Yeah.
Christopher, are you okay? How did I not see them tying you up this whole time?
Oh.
Back to VKM.
Operation Cease and Desist continues. Oh my gosh, they're outside somebody's home. Oh my god, who do they have?
It's just an intern in the trunk. That's fantastic. And honestly, I need to be reminded, what's the cease and desist letter say?
I don't even know.
This is Triple H and Sean are doing DX again at this point, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it was. It's they're mad that they're not part of. They're using DX again, I guess. Yeah.
This is right before the second quad tear.
Yep. Yeah, that was a Triple H tears the quad in like a month and a half.
This is an inside job. They're paying them off to like, hey, we need you guys to be so lame. You make glow stick DX look cool. Like, done. Got it. We'll take care of it. What the hell is that guy's hair? Do you see?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
His hair looked like German chocolate cake. What the hell?
The guy in the background was like, why is this lady yelling at me?
Speaking of weird hair.
Oh, more DVDs, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to see some old pay-per-views, you can get the Hard Justice and the Victory Road DVDs from TNA.com.
I remember the first time
figures too.
I went to PTB legend Andrew Reisch's house to watch wrestling. he busted out, like, after he's like, wait, y'all gotta check this out, and he just busted out his huge bitty. It's like every TNA DVD probably from like 2004 to 2010. So like, yeah, Big Ben,
we're going to eBay to see if we can find those action figures there.
Oh yeah,
TNA Wrestling Series 5.
Get the Doo Doo Brown Samoa.
This is another one of my favorite running things on this podcast. Is like Lewis's like American Pickers on eBay based on what we see on us.
Alright, the Samoa Joe one, there's a pre-owned for $20. That seems a bit much. Out of the box.
Oh, it's out of the box, boo.
Out of the box. Let's see here.
This is something we'll like need to bring in for the 100th episode, Logan. Like, you know, Ben's favorite, your favorite Britishisms I've come out with. Lewis looking for stuff like on eBay.
No, right, the 100th
Sting
episode
one
is...
out of the box is $23. Oh, there is a signed Voodoo Kid Mafia Kip James for $60 in box.
Wow. Oh, hello.
No, the 100th episode is just going to be Lewis drinking and dying from the Jimmy Hart energy drink.
Matt's ridiculous tangent. Sean, like, you know, occasional appearances. And yeah.
Sean went full Scott Shiflett on the last episode, if you know what I mean.
Somebody want to smart me up about what the hell they're talking about here.
So, Rhino got involved in AJ's match with Christian at the pay-per-view, so he's blaming Rhino for his loss, pretty much. I don't know what the random pictures of the trailer park are.
Okay, I have sorted by highest priced TNA Wrestling Series 5 action figures. Does anyone want to guess two of the highest priced TNA Wrestling action figures in box?
Probably like Michael Shane or some shit like that.
No. Awesome. For $200, you can get a James Storm in box with a title belt and cowboy
with a title
hat.
Title belt, wow.
Title belt and cowboy hat. That one's not signed. Now, for the highest priced signed one, you can get Lance Hoyt.
Oh, God. I knew one of them had to be a Jamoke of some sort.
The Hoytomaniacs have deep pockets, loud disposable income.
With TV monitor as his weapon that's in his box.
Ah.
Oh, goodness.
Now, sadly,
you know, him famous for using, you know, yeah, you know, Sandman with the kendo stick. Hoyt famous for assaulting people with a TV monitor.
Jesus.
Sadly, of course, I mean, I'm spoiling things slightly for Jake here, but we are beginning to see this is the beginning of the descent of AJ turning into just a southern hick.
Yeah, he basically said he had a crappy upbringing. You know, he lived in a trailer with black and white TV, and he doesn't believe that Rhino was actually trying to help. He's trying to get involved in situations that he didn't need to get involved with. So this is kind of AJ's somewhat turning heel, I guess, and he'll eventually join up with maybe a new crew that's getting together.
Jake.
Oh, yeah, Jake.
Oh, go ahead.
God, Austin, I just want to punch Austin Aries every time he's on screen.
Look at him!
They were in a doctor's office.
Good God almighty.
This is fantastic.
It's not even going to be a layup for Christian on the fashion statement in Germany. Snatching the gown with one glove.
No one tested positive for roids, but Shelly has chlamydia. Good God almighty. That is a cup full of piss, apparently. Even though it's definitely like yellow Powerade. Good God almighty.
I've now searched for just TNA wrestling action figures, not specifically from Series 5. The highest costing one is $1,500. Anyone want to wager a guess at who that could be?
David Young.
It should be something like Angle or Joe, but I'm guessing from your laughter it isn't.
It is a signed Rob Terry with the TNA Red Legends belt.
God. Don't worry, Jake. We'll get to him in about 20, 35.
Down here for $800, I can get James Mitchell with his cane and a temporary tattoo.
Ooh. Oh, my God, a temporary tattoo.
Ooh, a cigarette tattoo.
I don't know why it pops me so much that Nash specifically. He didn't just say steroids, but just anabolic steroids.
Honestly, if this James Mitchell one was like $20, I'd probably get it.
Sonic Rivals. Now, what was that?
Oh, we have another Sonic game. Let's see what Sonic Rivals was. Sonic the Hedgehog on the last one was just so basic that like I couldn't search that because it could be any of the games.
See, here's another example of so much going on. We didn't even get entrance as far into these two teams. Not that I'm particularly complaining, but just
Yes, we have Austin Starr and Shelley versus Hoyt and Ron the Truth Killing, so Sonic Rivals had literally just released like the week before this, so it's a brand new game. See how shitty of a rating it got. Seems like it's pretty mid from most of the game rankings I'm looking at.
Why didn't they do a full tie-in with the X Division like they did with Jackass? They could address Sanjay up like he was Knuckles or some stupid shit.
I know, really.
Missed opportunity.
They're usually so basic about that kind of stuff, so you would have thought they would have done it.
Shelly's hair is, like, absurd. It's so voluminous. I'm reacting to the tape. So goofy. What was that hand motion he just did?
He reversed the decision.
He did it so fast.
In looking at the tape, he noticed that Shelley used the tights, so they disqualified him. Good God
Truth dancing is another thing that's kind of funny when you just watch it on mute. Like, you don't, it's just like him spinning around.
My God.
If you don't accept my challenge, you're fired.
She just challenged Eric to a... Well, I'll let y'all... he just got challenged to a bikini contest with Tracy. Oh. These, like, overacted serotonin vignettes made me think of Jake, the Conan vignettes on Lucha Underground with the ridiculous music.
Right.
Guys, you're just going to have to help me out here. TNA Plus decided to do a mat on me and log me out, so...
Oh, fuck.
Where are you on the minus thing? I can figure it out from there.
Minus thing is at 1705, 04, 03.
Thank you very much.
BG's back on our screen for yet another.
Ah, there you go. I mean, look at that for a guess. I got to 1658. We'll take that.
There you go. They have also called out Big Dick Johnson, of course, apparently. Oh. In all of this.
Oh,
so good of them with a Universal tie-in. They have a SpongeBob blanket. Good for them.
And who doesn't love SpongeBob?
Republicans.
This is like great value, January 6th, storming the Capitol. BG was probably at both.
I was about to say, BG would have been there.
Old homophobes don't like SpongeBob.
Oh, there's more exclusive.
Ooh, exclusive clips. That's what we're doing for number 100. The exclusive VKM clips. Even though that might get us in a, that might get, put us on a list or something like that if we put that in Google.
Oh, thing coming out with more weapons.
He's got a bat and a third degree burns coming soon.
That's a terrible name for an album, isn't it?
I didn't see what the little like tagline said below it. I don't
it was know. The music of TNA wrestling, it said.
Oh. Well, I mean, WWE did have forcible entry, so it doesn't get much worse than that.
Lewis to the eBay machine. Have a look for third degree burns.
On it.
Good luck. Good lad.
I would love to think at the end of this pod, Lewis is just going to have an array of random
TNA items. Oh, good God. The CD is $45 on eBay.
Jesus Christ.
But it's, I'm sure it's, let's look at it on old Spotify, see what was on
what's
that
the,
album.
What's the track list?
I was going to say, we got the track list on there?
All right. Hang on. Third degree.
You gotta think. We are, you are, I am. This has gotta be.
I'm actually having trouble finding it on Spotify.
Oh no. Something tells me it didn't sell too well.
Let's just look up TNA wrestling.
Just a guess.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure not.
I want on vinyl.
That's a sad state of affairs when your CD's not even on Spotify, isn't it?
Lewis, what I'm hearing is you just need to buy it and listen to it and let us know what's on
this. I might have to. I'm not finding it on Spotify.
$45, Lewis, that seems like it. That seems like money well spent to me.
we'll all pitch in, don't worry.
Oh, we're having another talky segment. Okay.
Okay, there is a picture of the track list on eBay. So we have Sting Prequel Victory Road as the first song. Sting Slay Me.
Ooh.
Bobby Roode's entrance. Two Samoa Joe entrances. Christy Hemme. With her on vocals. So it's a Christy Hemme song. Rhino, two Jeff Jarrett's, AJ Styles, I Am, two Ravens, Alex Shelley's Paparazzi production song.
One Raven is too much.
I know. Two Abyss songs. America's Most Wanted, Shark Boy, Eat Me, The James Hell Gang, Gail Kim, and then two Christian Cages to round it off. Bonus track, Adrenaline Rush.
Adrenaline Rush.
Two Abyss songs. One's his normal theme tune, and the other one's the theme tune with added James Mitchell lyrics.
Right.
Abyss.
There it is.
I am the monster Abyss. I am. He is
doing cocaine.
Was that the growth singing or him?
Both. No, we determined that the growth is James Mitchell, or like it speaks through James Mitchell speaks through it. I mean,
right. Oh,
that's how he controls the Abyss.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, He dropped his real name. Chris.
My God.
What is his real name?
Chris Park.
Oh, that is it. Yeah, okay.
I think it's legit Chris Parks.
A Chris!
A Chris! I'm just hanging out here in the boiler room. Didn't feel like getting my lazy ass down to the ring.
I just thought I'd let you two have a nice chat.
Yes, he is Christopher Joseph Park. That's his name.
Now he's getting double teamed by the youth pastors.
That sounded
unfortunate. File that to the Lost Prophets page.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, yeah, so based on what I've learned about Lost Prophets tonight, that sounded like a sentence they might say.
To be fair to them, I do believe it was just the singer, if I'm not mistaken.
I was literally just about to say that, to be fair. It was the singer who was the...
Yeah. All the other prophets are innocent.
Oh my God.
Dropped a little picture in the chat for y'all.
Jesus.
Of Abyss and his growth.
Very true. Stop making fun of my growth, you bastards. Abyss just talks like constipated Sid. He never opens his teeth while he talks. Like Psycho Sid does. Unless he's saying bogus.
Will Abyss accept the handshake?
We need to be a team so we can take out Tomko and Cage. Don't take his hand. He's a
don't do it, Abyss. We don't need him.
It's just better when it's the two of us.
Just the two of us. Me and Abyss.
You and I.
I imagine Abyss and James Mitchell doing the this is the second time I've mentioned Austin Powers tonight, but when Dr. Evil and Mini-Me sing this just the two of us and did a little dance, I imagine James Mitchell and Abyss doing that.
Who is this interviewer? No.
All of the write-ups that I have pull up call her Goldilocks 2.0, so I don't know if they were like really trying to rib her at that point or something. I don't know.
She was towering over Petey.
Oh yeah. Let's see if I can get a name or a. She legit looks like Taryn Terrell or whatever her name is.
Is it wrong now that all I've got in my head is Abyss and James Mitchell doing karaoke? It's just
R.I.P. the inventor of karaoke yesterday or today.
Oh!
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy that invented karaoke just died.
Damn. Pour one out for a legend.
All of Japan is in mourning.
So is this now a handicap match? Because I'm sure the graphic said it was going to be Kurt and PT versus LAX.
Mm-hmm. Or PT will come in halfway through the match for the save.
Yes, this was supposed to be PT and Kurt versus LAX, but...
Mm-hmm.
PT and Kurt.
Kurt! As old Brock would say, Kurt.
I was going to say that. That was very Sesame Street PG and Kurt.
Brock kind of does sound like Kermit. Very Midwestern Kermit. For that pay-per-view, we just said Logan. When I was putting in the intro thing with the opening, there's one part in that opening where he says focus, and it's so Midwest. He's like, focus.
Oh, yeah.
If I keep my focus. He kind of sounds
Brock
like
Lesnar, WWE, Jerry Lesnar, WWE, Kelly.
Oh, God. Yeah, nothing like enjoying a good pee. Okay, so Leticia Klein is the girl's name.
Oh.
Or Leticia, maybe.
How long does she last?
About a year, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
Her final appearance is actually the first two-hour show.
Wow.
Which is really kind of funny.
We're just a year away.
Yep, we're a year away from this pod slowing way down.
So you mean we're not going to be like we're not going to be sitting into like a 4-6 hour podcast then?
No.
It's not going to be which is the one? Is it Between the Ropes? That's like 6 hours long. No.
Oh, between the sheets. Yeah.
Between the sheets. Sorry, yeah. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. Even the psychopath that I am, I can't do that kind of stuff. Even though the Shrek Blockbuster Rewind did threaten to go near 4.5 hours, I'm pretty sure.
Those were a trip, those Blockbuster Rewinds. I don't know when they were actually done, but they seemed like the most 2020 of all the podcasts when we had a lot of free time.
A deep dive into the Shrek.
Emphasis.
I remember you telling me, like, Puss in Boots is actually good.
Yeah, it actually low-key wasn't that bad.
Puss in Boots is good. Like, not even low-key, it's just good.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of the other ones, but that first one's pretty solid.
Oh, I was talking specifically about the Last Wish one.
Yeah, I haven't seen the most recent one.
Yeah, but yeah, the Last Wish is legitimately just a really good movie.
Gotcha.
Like, you could watch it by itself without any of the others, and it just be that good.
Gotcha. The third Shrek, on the other hand, just a horrible, horrible, horrible dumpster fire, trash, awful, not good movie. Fourth one, not so bad, but the third one made me want to pull my hair out. Oh God, that's a lot of weight coming down on your neck right there, on Hernandez. I'm not even calling him fat either. That's just a lot of human coming down on the back of your neck.
Just a lot of man.
So I love how the reasoning for this is Jim Cornette's mad at the way LAX won the titles kind of cheaply. But Samojo's not even actually a part of this match, and he can just tag in and be a part of a tag team title match. I love the consistency of the officiating.
We never got a name for the LAX lawyer, did we?
No.
Bob DeMore.
So did they establish the fact that they couldn't strip them of the title, so they're still the champs, right?
Yes, they don't ever actually take the belts away from them.
Thanks to Samwise Esquire.
Samwise Esquire!
Jim Cornette just called for the bell. They just Montreal screwjobbed them.
The Orlando screwjob.
Okay, the hat they have the lawyer in has to be anti-Semitic. That is... good. That is so bad.
Oh, my God.
He legit looks like Tom Pritchard and Scott Namor had a baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey. I was just complaining about the consistency of Jim Cornette, and he actually called the match for the reason I was giving. Samoa Joe's not part of it.
Yeah. He ruled it in no contest, so nobody wins.
Oh. Oh, they're shaking for far too long there.
Angle accepted his challenge earlier, by the way, and they promised that they would protect each other between now and the match, so neither of them don't come in 100%.
Adrenaline rush, come on.
All right, Jake, what'd you think of that one?
Similar to the first one. They're keeping it going. I mean, the Voodoo Kid Mafia stuff was a ton, but I kind of like the way they're building. Maybe it's because they have the 3 weeks, too, so they're, like, just cranking this.
Not the only
so ones. I enjoyed this. Yeah, I'd probably say that these are both like sixes, like a little bit above average. Like they're not amazing, but
yeah,
they're moving well.
I got you, Ben. What do you think?
Yeah, they're keeping everything moving just nicely. Like Jake says, the fact they've only got the 3 weeks now between the pay per view, so everything seems a bit focused. So, like we know already, like the top three or four matches on that show, and yeah. Like, I'd probably go six, maybe six and a half on it if we were rating it like we used to.
I got you. Lewis, what about you?
Yeah, same thing. I think this has been a pretty good couple of episodes. I like how they're, like, focusing on having good matches and decent backstage stuff other than, the, like, Voodoo Ken Mafia stuff. Like, the Kevin Nash stuff is hilarious. The LAX taking out everybody in the back tonight was good build for, like, how they're pissed off at basically everybody. So it's been a pretty good couple of episodes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's pull up the December 7th episode and take it home tonight. So if everybody has it pulled up.
Yep.
Everybody good?
Yep.
All right. So we'll hit play in 3, 2, 1. This is TNA. I love that the Lizzie Borden jacket is forever immortalized in the opening package.
TNA, we are wrestling.
TNA, we are youth pastors.
TNA, we finally got rid of the satellites. I'll miss the satellites.
I do like how many like interlapping rivalries there are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have like Sting and Abyss, but then you also have Christian and Tomko and Abyss, Christian and Tomko and Sting. You have LAX with like America's Most Wanted and Petey Williams, but now it's also Kurt and Joe against them, but Kurt and Joe have their own rivalry. There's a lot of overlap going on. It's actually fun.
Couple of guys there towards the back got their passes on their
chin. Oh my god, that gore sign was that was violent.
It was just somebody impaled bleeding.
I think it was an actual rhino impaling AJ Styles.
Yeah. Very, very, very violent. Rhino, of course, calling out AJ here. And we, of course, get Christopher Daniels instead.
Trying to sort everything out.
He wants to fix the situation, but
for anyone curious, the most expensive Rhino action figure
on
eBay is Rhino with the blue WWE Tag Team Championship he had with Heath Slater for $225.
My wow. God. That's when he was full human refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Size.
What is the most expensive wrestling figure?
Let's find out. That one, I'm sure, is going to be very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Some rare, like, it would probably be like a Ted RCD action figure.
There's,
like, 10 ever.
There's the WWE Mattel Logan Paul Ultimate Edition action figure box only. Someone is trying to sell that for $300,000.
What?
Oh, my God.
No idea.
Not even the figure, just the box?
Yep. WWE CM Punk sleeves from 2011. No proof that it was worn by CM Punk. There's no sign by CM Punk, but that's for a nice $150,000. eBay is stupid, man. There's a Hulk Hogan action figure in like some case for $60,000 with a belt around his waist. Oh my god,
Eric is in a...
Okay, either this is fake or the WWE Randy Orton thing from recently is fake. They have the Randy Orton trunks from SummerSlam signed by Randy Orton for $50,000. The SummerSlam where he won the World Heavyweight title for the first time.
Oh, the orange ones? Yeah.
Yeah, but he pulled those out of a box recently in a promo. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So one of those are fake.
Are you trying to say something on eBay might not be 100% authentic?
I don't know. There's a Kamala action figure for $24,000.
Yeah. Does he have the moons painted on his belly?
He does have the moon painted on his belly. Yes.
Do you get a kimchi figure with it?
I don't know. Nah.
No deal.
No, let's just search WWE. Let's see what the most expensive WWE thing on here is. Chris Jericho rookie card for
$500,000.
Oh. Jesus Christ. It's not even Chris Jericho. It's Corazon de Leon.
Oh my God.
It's a CMLL card. Dude, people are wild on eBay.
Corazon de Leon.
Well, he's trying to make going back to Lionheart a thing now, so.
Oh, wow.
While he glomps onto another.
The Bonesaw McGraw Macho Man Randy Savage outfit is on eBay for $75,000.
My God.
From the Spider-Man movie.
Bonesaw is ready.
I think Logan was about to say, and leeching onto another young talent, which is quite right to say.
Yep. Leeching onto another young twink. That.
A young twink.
Yeah. Hook seems to be in the Tim Cable Club, I'm guessing. I haven't spoken to Tim for a while, but Hook's got to be a prime club member.
I think he likes Hook, but I think he said Hook is not necessarily his type completely. He thinks he's, you know,
too many of those tattoos that were just done is like a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. He likes obviously Hook, not. He likes Hook, but Nick Wayne's more style. I'll put it that
way. I was going to say when it comes to tattoos, they are crap tattoos, but not as egregious as Cody.
But Nick Wayne is far too old at this point as well, so. Once he got over 18, it was a problem.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
In the Lost Prophets territory.
Oh, God.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the gringo killer. Nope.
Canadian, we almost consecutively got the two greatest finishers, and we didn't get either of them somehow. Petey, to see Petey get a win.
What was Conan doing? He's like slapping him in the back.
Conan thanks.
Been to the Shane McMahon school of punching.
Oh my God! Here we go.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
Hang on.
You say the two greatest finishing moves. Can I? I might as well just say three.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, at least we got one of the three. There's no good way to take that. You just, you have to land flat on your back.
Pounce, we hardly knew ye.
Yeah. We don't have to miss the pounce as much because
we moved on quick.
Yeah. Ooh, Gail looking rather hotchy than that.
Neil Patrick Harris there on the front row.
Oh, God. Why are they holding up the Mexican flag like they're proud of?
She stole it from them.
Yeah, because they can't just go, oh my God.
Oh my gosh, we've got red hair. The VKM newsroom.
No good can come of this segment.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
I will say Kip that has always had really good comedic timing, so I'll give him credit here. I won't do the same for Mr. B. Jizzle.
Mr. Jizzle.
Oh, he's got a megaphone though. Now
he actually got a megaphone now. He didn't have to use the traffic cone this time.
The budget has increased.
Imagine thinking this is cutting edge or cool in any way.
Yeah.
See, guys, what we need to do is make fun of DX because I created it.
Do you know what I also like? The fact they've obviously planted all these signs behind them and then they've not actually focused on the signs. It just, you know, you can't even read them properly because the camera works like crap.
We've got a two words grow up, two words please stop signs behind BG here. Yeah.
You aren't wrong. You aren't wrong, BG.
Himmy looked kind of sad in that video. What is Eric wearing?
Is he twerking?
He's trying to slim down for his bikini contest. He is coming up.
When you gotta make weight, you gotta make weight, man.
A sin.
It's a sin.
This is youth group.
Oh, God. Don't you dare get in my abyss's head. The show.
I still can't believe Sting took a tack bump.
Christian looks so douchey. It's unbelievable.
Gotta make weight.
I can't wait to see Bubba Dudley do this when they do the weight loss angle. Oh, Jake, you know what to do. He's got
a the calendar too.
Yeah.
The calendar's wrong though. It's December now.
It's the glasses as well. Look at
the
glasses.
Yeah, the glasses got me. He's doing a Rorschach test. Jesus. The glasses are so stupid. Oh my God. I don't even have to hear what they're saying. I just know it's hilarious.
Oh
Nash thinks Dutt is dirty and on the gas. Good lord.
You're a gas head.
Oh my god. Since she just gets warrior. And then, wait, what is that? It looks like me on the world. I was like, I thought, to me, it looks like a hippo's mandible. Mr. J, have you ever administered a lethal injection?
Kevin Nash. What a lovely man. Hey, Goldilocks, how do my glutes look?
Look at that font. It's like Comic Sans. God.
Oh, he's somehow he's knackered.
Well, he's been trying to cut weight all day. He hadn't eaten anything and drank enough water.
Oh, the impact. Oh, yeah, he's going to high five him.
And he's about to get murdered by Sinji.
You look like an absolute jackass in that tracksuit. I can't wait to rip you limb from limb.
I've been having too many offbeat shenanigans with Kevin Nash. I need to destroy you.
I still am wearing my Aladdin pants as well.
There you go.
Oh god. He's gonna like chop him so hard this suit's gonna rip.
I imagine the impact on the suit is even worse than what it would sound like on his chest. Just a chop meeting like leather. Ooh. Yeah. Eric's gonna die in this match. Got Greasy P in his shorts in this match, of course. Look, we hadn't seen as much of Greasy P as of late.
You think he'd be a Russo guy? I'd love that. Mm-hmm.
You would think Russo would even maybe bring back the toboggan that he wore in WCW there for a while. The like sock hat that he wore when he was like Scott Steiner's personal referee or whatever.
It's a bargain.
Toboggan, beanie, whatever you want to call it. Same difference.
It is. It's just a funny word.
I just know a toboggan is a sled to some people.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. It's the other name for the bobsleigh.
Well, the hat that Christian was wearing earlier is also called a toboggan in the States. So
speaking of sort of Olympic things, I saw that Tonight Show clip with the where they announced like who's going to be doing your opening ceremony. It says when's Peyton Manning being a TV host? Have I missed that?
couldn't tell you.
Tirico, obviously, like. Ooh. You know, Kelly Clarkson, I totally get, but like Peyton Manning, I was like, no.
Oh, God. Poor Eric.
I mean, he does do the Monday Night Football game with his brother, but that's about as much hosting as I think.
Okay.
Yeah, him and Eli do like a. They like watch the Monday Night game and have like.
Oh, Eric definitely just had his balls crushed by Sinchi's hand.
I'll say good lord.
Sinchi's hand just went right through his crotch there.
Here we go. Oh, and we're getting a replay of it as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. He just got palm heel striked in the nuts.
God, that jacket is overly baggy on Rude there.
It is interesting to me, though, that the cloak for you guys, and obviously they've got, like, Kelly Clarkson to do the opening, Fallon's doing the closing. So, you know, I was very much sort of, you know, it was like the news people with the sports people, but you guys just go strictly entertainment. I was like, yeah.
We do love a good
Conan screaming.
Do what?
It's like Conan yelling.
You put your green
chicken on a chicken on a luau.
You had to get this other dumb blonde after we already got rid of the other one.
I nearly went to the opening ceremony of 2012. Nearly.
Oh, you should have.
I really should. I had a job interview that day, and I chose the interview, and I was like, that is just the stupidest mistake of my life. Or one of them.
Damn jobs. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
That's very true.
I censored the name of the WWE movie that came out.
Oh my goodness.
Not since Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, what God. WWE movie came out in 2006?
The Marine.
John Cena. What the fuck was that? Oh, there he's in the movie, watching the movie.
Yeah.
There's a guy sleeping, I get it.
Just incredible?
PJ.
Yeah, good old PJ Polacco. Would make sense, I think they're buddies with... through the...
The Click B team.
Through the Click guys. The Click adjacent crew.
I like how it's clearly the same taping, but they've all made the effort to get changed. Of course, that's just put a different tile.
Yeah, I was thinking changed ties pretty much. He definitely still has the same suit on. I'm out here to tell you right now. So as this is our go home, we have another promo here. Let's run through what we're going to see at Turning Point.
Oh, okay. Real quick.
Probably should do that at the end of the show, but fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, close enough. All right.
Close enough.
Yeah. All right, so we have the Paparazzi Championship Series 5-man. Elimination match. We have Cinch, Alex Shelley, Dutt, Star, and Lethal. We have the bikini contest between Eric Young and Tracy Brooks, or Miss
Match of the Night.
Daniels and Saban, of course. Jerry Lynn is going to be the special referee in that match, though, so we have that. AJ versus Rhino, of course, as we've been building. We have a flag match. With LAX and America's Most Wanted. We have our triple threat, our three-way dance, for the world title of Abyss, Sting, and Christian, of course. And then we have Joe versus Angle, too.
Not a bad card.
Yeah. Definite possibilities there.
Well, Joe Angle, 2 is my favorite TNA match of all time, so...
Oh. Something to look forward to. And the dark match is Lance Hoyt and Ron Killings versus Sarah Tolman.
Of
course. Oh! Of
Kazarian.
Disappointed that was a dark match.
I'm going to say.
I'll try and find it on YouTube Roulette. We can watch it there. Oh my goodness. Move it, you
you got coronavirus.
I'm glad the Christian didn't have an offensive outfit this time.
I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy named Abyss and Abyss's father. Oh, oh, if Christian tells the story and it actually does involve Abyss's father, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Some stiff shots in this episode.
So, we might have lost that in this whole thing, but their Abyss has a secret that they have been kind of alluding to.
Christian's like, it's some girl named Vady. Vady Kick.
Vady Kick. It's okay. Oh, God.
As I recall, though, isn't it something to do with Abyss's father?
I think it does, in all honesty.
I do believe it ends up with a father, for sure.
It is going to be great. As soon as Christian says the word father.
I know something about your father. Your unfortunately, he's dead, not dead, dead, but...
Dead, dead, dead. Oh, tell me y'all have seen the edit of Christian's entrance music with that.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But your father's dead, 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 dead. But your father's dead.
God, I wish he actually came out to that.
He just should. Once.
Strokes guy's going
mega
mental
powers handshake here.
Yeah. Strokes guy is going mental for the handshake.
Oh, God. That was fantastic.
Space.
Give me my belt, James. That's for showing my belly to the world.
That handshake was very Mega Powers-esque.
He puts the belt on the growth.
Oh, God. I'm glad Christian cheered up. She seemed kind of sullen in that last one.
She got smiles come back.
You know they're doing all these vignettes for Serotonin, and they're obviously in the dark match at the pay-per-view. I wonder why. Why waste your time?
Suffering. Torture.
Yeah, you're not the only one suffering. Be tortured,
coming,
guys.
Coming soon. Suffering soon.
All of these notes written like Jim Carrey in Batman Forever.
Suffering, torture, coming soon. Sounds like a good Friday night to me.
There you go.
Oh. Has JB just been relegated to where the DVD style guy now?
He's the new pitch man. They fired Don from doing that. Oh, they're gonna run down the card like I did a few minutes ago.
Oh well.
I guess I shouldn't have wasted my time.
Yeah, but he's got nothing on you, Logan. Don't worry.
This is the TNA spotlight, is what he calls it.
It's a TNA spotlight, see?
Oh, yes, they have invited Vince to the pay-per-view as well.
These graphics feel very sort of Microsoft wordy, though.
Uh-huh. Especially the, like, wording above the names.
Yeah. A lot of clip art going on here, kids.
The rematch. The, and underlined, for effect.
There has never been another rematch.
The wound in Curtis is never going to heal.
It really isn't.
He's should really get checked. Should be clotting.
Although WWE will be looking at this and thinking in a few years, multiple rematches in a very short space of time. And we can make people pay for it.
Yeah.
he didn't say I want it with a broken freaking neck.
Shit's copyrighted. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Some things you can't. Some things you just can't bring over.
Joe really needs to ditch the anal beads necklace.
I was literally going to say, when does he ditch the anal beads?
That's something you just said.
I know. There's a sentence I thought I'd never say it 20 to 3 in the morning.
God, I'm so sorry, Ben.
Oh, there it is. Joe said it. His neck, I knew it's been broken.
Where'd you hear that from? Where did you get that scoop?
He's got a source.
I don't think Kurt's ever mentioned it. Joe says his reputation was stolen and he needs to get it back. So his undefeated streak was taken from him. So it's the... needs to avenge it. Angle says this is his last match with Joe.
Oh, you wish. Although in this case, these two get a free pass. I don't mind multiple matches between these two.
Alright, so while we're watching these video packages, before we get to the main event, we'll just go ahead and do plugs so we can get out of here pretty quick after the show's over. So, Jake, what you got?
Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast. Logan, you and I discussed Vengeance 2003, a great show in a not-so-great era. So that was a lot of fun. You get Vince and Zach Gowen. You get a fantastic tag match. I think kind of a low-key one that maybe people don't remember how great it is. With Kidman and Rey Mysterio versus World's Greatest Tag Team. So we enjoy talking that. A lot of fun.
Definitely had a ton of fun doing that one for sure. Ben, what you got?
So Chicken Salad, the episode that's out right now is No Way Out of 98. Me and Callum have just recorded our WrestleMania episode, which is going to be WrestleMania 18. With one match that gets a lot of praise and a whole lot of shit on there.
I had that one on tape growing up, so I have an affinity for that one that I probably shouldn't have, but I'm interested in hearing y'all's thoughts on that one for sure. But Lewis, where can people find you?
People can find me at Lewis Maynard on Twitter, at Lewis _ Maynard on Instagram.
Cool. The only thing I'll plug are Linking Up Luchas. We're about to do the first Ultima Lucha episode, so definitely looking forward to that one. And then Talking Docs, the Jeffrey Dahmer episode just came out, so check that out.
Ooh, Dahmer.
It was rough. It was a great episode, great pod, but getting in the mood to talk about.
Yeah, it, so. I can imagine the subject matter is a bit grisly. Mm-hmm.
So we are getting it was supposed to be a 6-way All-Stars match, but it only ends up being a 5-way because, as we see right now, Rhino's getting taken out.
Is this more of Lewis's Friday night chat, 6-way, 5-ways?
Could be. No, this is it's his order at Waffle House, the 6-way All-Star.
Smothered, covered, scattered, smattered.
All of the above. That sounds more like my Friday night.
Lovered.
Only when Finn's involved. And Ultimate Rhea, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Smothered by Rhea, covered by Finn.
Dirty Dom just watches in the corner.
He's in the chair.
He's in the chair.
He's a good little cook.
Priest is outside just guarding the door, making sure nobody bothers y'all. Lewis's great nights with the Judgment Day. So the five people in this match are going to be Joe, Kurt, Sting, Abyss, and Christian. It's all the big stars. And it was going to be Rhino, but like I said, AJ just battled with him to the back. I do like Kurt's jacket here. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more Olympic looking than his Team Angle jackets of previous years, though.
This does feel like kind of... This does feel like the kind of match that should maybe build up a bit more than it just maybe out.
This should definitely be a pay-per-view match, not a TNA weekly television match.
This seems very Slammiversary King of the Mountain-ish for sure. Mm-hmm. This is, of course, non-title as well.
Mm-hmm.
Abyss isn't defending here.
Yeah. At least, I mean, we just watched 3 episodes, and so this is like the one... You know, like kind of big match, you know. So they're being reserved, I think.
It is strange to throw this like the episode right before the pay-per-view, though. This seems like a fresh off the pay-per-view kind of to determine where you're going to go towards the next one. But, you know,
based on the time, it doesn't seem like they're not going to do a whole lot.
They kind of did that last time too. They did the Angle and Abyss match as the kind of the go home match to the pay per view. So I think Jake has a point. It's kind of how Russo's kind of booking it at this point. You kind of have some chaos throughout the first few weeks, and then you have that big match right before the pay per view happens. That's kind
of that Attitude Era style. Well, usually you would have big stars in the main event. They just wouldn't always would always end with something goofy.
Mm-hmm. Think you're right on the money.
I think it's a good way to display, like we said earlier, too, how many kind of all the moving parts you're kind of having in the main event scene right now with all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works for that.
Yeah, it features multiple rivalries and kind of gets a lot of different stories out there all at once.
I don't know if it's 3 weeks or what, but I feel like this has been one of the most focused builds to a pay-per-view we've seen from TNA in a minute.
Yep, I agree. I feel like the TV's actually starting to not just exist in its own universe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it actually, kind of...
Yeah, I feel like we're getting a lot less, them just trotting out, diamonds in the rough versus, whoever, just to kill, 3 minutes on TV.
Yeah, it's kind of the end of an era. We've lost. I think Diamonds in the Rough's all but done, and I think the Naturals are pretty much toast at this point. So losing a lot of quote unquote good teams.
We're losing a lot of teams.
Yeah,
yeah. It feels like the only sort of throwaway match on the episodes was that Hoyt and Killings match. That's the only nothing to do with the pay-per-view.
Yeah, because at least as probably crappy as that Rude EY match was, at least builds to something that they're telling at the pay-per-view. Get our first matchup here with Christian and Angle here.
Well, there has been a thing, and I think the PCS has sorted out where they were using the X Division guys as the jobbers for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the X Division guys have a lot of to my right entrances.
The two WWE defectors going at each other right now. Abyss seemed very offended that he slapped his hand. Of course, decks him as soon as he comes in. I love how violently Kurt brings you in to tell you the next spot, because whenever he does those uppercuts, he brings your ear right to you to him to tell you what he's going to do next, and fucking throttles you with an uppercut. Oh my god. Joe's twisting power slam is up there with Randy's is one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't quite have the snap that Randy's has on it, but it's still good.
Always like the gold dust one too.
Oh, true. Sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Goldust always had like a kind of low key, really fun moveset mm-hmm. in like the games and stuff.
And, yeah, when he's on, I mean, when he's like got his head right, he's crisp as hell. Old Dustin the Natural.
Well, if you want to see uncrisp and terrible Dustin Rhodes, just wait about a year.
You wait.
We've already had a little cameo by him a while back.
Mm hmm. Oh,
when he's
Jake, it only gets worse.
when he's good, he's really good. When he's bad,
let's just
he's
say,
a natural.
It won't be Purple Rain when we see him next. Yeah. Oh wow, he pins. Now he's pinned Joe. Now that I'm not sure I agree with.
Yeah.
Their next big match. It's a strange one.
See, now he's beaten, they can just jump him out.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Very questionable. Yeah, I am looking forward to Turning Point, kind of seeing what they can pull out. I feel like that card had some possibilities. I won't get it all get Sean up in arms by saying it'll be good, but it has chances to be good because he seemed very offended that I had how dare praise. You? Yeah, I know.
Is that the only
way? How dare me have optimism?
Is that the only way to get Sean on anymore? Just like, this one's gonna be good, Sean. I promise.
And he's like,
it's different this time.
Why'd you lie to me? All right, we're getting our highlights from what we basically just saw. So we'll run through some awards real quick. Jake, who would be your MVP for these episodes?
MVP, I think it's got to be Kurt. Oh, I think kind of he is kind of like the catalyst to this, like what we're seeing, maybe. Like them being a little more focused and whatnot.
I got you, Ben. Who would you have as your MVP?
I'm gonna go LAX. Just a really good strong, really good strong show on all three episodes from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they were definitely the other contender I could think of. Lewis, who would you go with?
I think I'd give it to LAX too. They had three good episodes of. They kept the titles. They had a good match with Joe and Kurt. They've been taking everybody out backstage. So they've probably been the MVPs here.
I gotcha. Lewis, I'll stick with you. Who would be your LVP for these three episodes?
The LVP? Voodoo Kin Mafia. Their stuff's just been stupid and boring.
I gotcha. Ben, what about you?
Yeah. VKM, but BG in particular, because at least Billy wore a nice suit when he was doing these news anchor segments.
I gotcha. Jake, is that who you would go with as well?
Yeah, call it a sweep.
Gotcha. there weren't too many in the way of long matches on this one. I'd either have to say probably that last one or the Christian Sting episode or Christian Sting match from the first episode. But Jake, what would you give for match of the night?
Yeah, it's one of those. I'll maybe just give it to the one we just watched for the star power. But it wasn't really a match heavy set of episodes.
Yeah, definitely. Ben, what would you go with?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the last match, but I'll give a little shout out to the LAX Kurt Joe match as well.
Yeah, I was thinking that one too. That one just didn't like. I feel like it didn't last long enough to like really go anywhere. But I did think that one was a good one as well. I feel like the main event in each episode was fairly solid, but nothing too blow away. But Lewis, who would you go with for match of the night?
I think I'd give it to that last one too, okay. Just for the star power.
I gotcha. And moment of the night, Lewis, what would you go with on that one?
Moment of the night. There's not really one that's standing out to me. I would guess, I would say the Kurt turn on Joe at the end there to get a pin on him as Joe's first pinfall was probably moment of the night of the three episodes.
I gotcha. Yeah, I was thinking maybe the Tomko debut, but I don't know if he's made enough of an impact yet to kind of give it to that. But Ben, what about you?
The Warriors way to Eric's nuts. Poor guy.
Oh, God. Poor Eric. Jake, what about you?
When Kevin Nash showed up with a pipe in his mouth.
Yeah.
No. It's probably Joe getting pinned. But yeah, it was also, it's weird. It's like good episodes, but no real standout matches that much and really no moments. It was all just kind of consistently, I don't know, done pretty well.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the lack of Nash talk in these awards so far. So I appreciate you, Jake, for mentioning it there.
It's gonna change.
I gotcha. fashion statement. I'm definitely going with Christian's debaucherous outfit. But Jake, what would you go with on that one?
I'm gonna give it to EY because he's got the double doozy of the turkey and the garbage bag suit.
the bin bag track suit. Yeah.
Right.
I can't believe we didn't make that joke. Ben, who would you go with?
I was going to say that's prime Ben material right there. I would go either to, it's going to be a tie between the youth pastors and Dr. Nash.
The youth pastors and Dr. Nash. Lewis, what would you go with? <let me say.
laughs> I think probably youth pastor Christian Tomko. Or LAX's very, very anti-Semitic lawyer.
Oh, God. I forgot about the anti-Semitic lawyer. My God. Yeah, I'd have to go Christian. He was pretty. That outfit was just absolutely the most 2006 thing ever, and horrendous at the same time. So, but as always, thanks everyone for joining us, and we will see you when we get to Turning Point. We'll see you next time.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. You need my loving, don't you know it's true? So enter, please, get on your knees.